Gujarat voting done. The BJP immediately shifts focus to Mission 2024. The Prime Minister addresses all office bearers as Rajasthan, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, key elections next year. Meanwhile, Rahul's Yatra is also in a key election state, Rajasthan. The Congress says it's about ideology. We are not an election-winning machine. A busy day for the Prime Minister. He also chaired an all-party meeting on the G20 presidency with Chief Ministers Mamata Banerjee, M.K. Stalin, Arvind Kejriwal and others at an all-party meeting. The German Foreign Minister in India, Indian Foreign Minister Jayashankar's sharp retort to German media on India importing Russian oil, pointing out that coal imports from Russia to the EU are 50% more than India. And ex-Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav's kidney transplant successful, says his family. Rock and roll, says his daughter. Her dad's kidney donor, Rohini, is also recovering well. The Prime Minister was in Ahmedabad to vote this morning and he was back in Delhi to be at the meeting, to chair the meeting of all BJP office bearers. This is before elections in three key states, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Karnataka next year and before 2024. So the Prime Minister and the BJP President JP Nadda, they're chairing a meeting of all BJP office bearers. The message clear that there's not even one day to rest. So the Prime Minister and JP Nadda there. And of course, meanwhile, Harsha, who's in Rajasthan and Jhalawar, there, Jairam Ramesh saying that it's about ideology. We are not an election winning machine. So the Yatra is on. It's a battle of ideology. But what about the battle of elections? Also, just news coming in. The state election officer in Gujarat has said that the Prime Minister's walk when he voted today was not a roadshow. They said that the crowds came spontaneously, that there was no plan like a roadshow. This as the Congress had complained to the Election Commission, saying that both the Prime Minister and Home Minister's voting today were roadshow events which are not allowed on election day.
The government, the party, the administration, the election machinery, everything is rolled into one in Gujarat. I'm afraid the Election Commission looks like it is willingly under pressure.
They are the special people. It is the Election Commission duty. As a political party, we abide by the Election Commission. But what Supreme Court said, I do agree, 100%. That Election Commission also, there should be some system for nomination of the Election Commission and all this.
Also today, six by-elections to assembly seats and one by-election to Lok Sabha seats. So the big focus there is, of course, Mainpuri, which was Samajwadi Party patriarch Mulayam Singh Yadav's seat before he died. His daughter-in-law Dimple contesting there. Akhilesh Yadav and Dimple Yadav both alleging irregularities there today. Meanwhile, besides elections, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also chairing this evening an all-party meeting on India's G20 presidency. Present at that meeting were many of his arch-political rivals, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Chief Minister M.K. Stalin and Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, amongst others. Well, in other news, the good news is that the chief of the Rashtriya Janata Dal and ex-Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav's kidney transplant has been successful. Lalu's daughter, Rohini Acharya, was the kidney donor for her father. The kidney transplant was in Singapore. She's well, and so is Lalu Prasad Yadav, said the family. In fact, she's in an upbeat mood, saying, "This morning, I'm ready to rock and roll before the surgery." And her son and her brother and Lalu Yadav's son, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav, has tweeted that both his father and sister are recovering well.